Bright light floods the screen. As the light disperses, the words Metrodome Distribution appears in pale orange capital letters over a starry night sky. The silhouette of a black mountain appears against a red background. Sierra pictures. Piercing white light bursts through a black background as letters are cut out of it with a scalpel. The cutter speeds up, and the words work, work, works are revealed in three boxes. An old-fashioned film reel counts backwards from five and disappears inside the cartoon mouth of a panda bear. Underneath the panda is the name Likely Story. The words Castan Pictures appears over a view of the lush green Rocky Mountains. A work, work, works, Likely Story, Castan Pictures production. A film by Lawrence Castan. Starring Mark Duplass, Richard Jenkins, Diane Keaton, Kevin Kline, Elizabeth Moss, Sam Shepherd, Diane West, and Eilert Zura. The words Darling Companion are engraved on a gold bone-shaped dog tag. Joseph, a doctor with greying hair, looks at a set of MRI scan results.
This is the best my back has felt in 3 years. Joseph, you're a genius.
That's my job. I'm a surgeon, but I'm no genius.
Oh my God, it's Mitch.
Did you tell your uncle here he's a genius? Now he's arguing with me.
Well, you know us doctors, very famous for our humility.
Mm-hmm.
How you feeling?
Like a man who can't wait to tee off. How long till I can start playing again?
Well, let's see how you heal first. Could be 4 to 6 weeks.
Really? That long?
We only want to do this once.
Okay.
That's good.
It's great to see Ellie and the baby. When are they heading back to New York?
Beth and Grace are taking them to the airport right now.
Uh-oh. Bet Beth hates to see him go.
Oh, she's fine.
At the airport.
Ethan? Ethan? You must say goodbye. I know it's going to be hard, but we just got to suck it up and not let our emotions get the best of us. Is that okay? Is that okay with you? Because I know you're thinking hard.
Well, when you finish your thesis, you should come to New York. We'll invite Jess' friend for dinner. I don't think he's my type. You haven't even met him. Could you cover your mouth?
Sorry.
Maybe you're right. All right, Mom, you gotta hand him over. Give me a kiss, goodbye. Give me kisses.
Oh, no.
Hey, buddy.
Now call me if it looks like he's about to take his first step. I'll fly to New York.
Okay, we'll keep him off the floor till you get there.
Okay.
All right, honey.
I love you.
Bye, love.
How could a person not cover his mouth when he sneezes? Especially around a baby.
Yeah, especially around you.
Babies are exhausting.
It's different when they're yours.
Grace and her mum get into the car.
You're great with Ethan.
Oh,
were you that patient with us?
Still am. What did I do with my keys? Oh, there.
Do you think he'll remember us next time he sees us?
Grace smiles at her mother, who starts to cry.
Oh, God,
I'm sorry.
Okay. He won't forget you.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. Oh, God. Oh, please.
Hi, Dad.
I thought I called your mom.
You did. She's busy.
Did they get off all right?
They're on the plane.
Okay, ask Mom if she remembered to pick up my stuff at the cleaners.
Did you get Dad's stuff?
No.
Yeah, she did.
Put her on, I have to ask her something.
She'll call you back.
Well, she can't. I'm going into surgery. Wait a minute. She's upset. Of course. Is she crying?
A little. We all cried.
Okay, you can do this.
Tell her to please calm down.
Joseph's assistant hangs up for him and he carries on scrubbing up. Grace hands her mum a tissue.
Thank you.
I'll drive. No.
The city is covered in a dusting of snow. Grace smiles sympathetically at her mother as they drive along the freeway.
Dad can be kind of a prick sometimes.
Oh, he thinks I overreact. And when you do what he does, you've got to have a thick skin. Honey, he's not a prick.
You always defend him.
Beth rolls her eyes and stares wistfully out of the window.
Oh, my God.
Grace glances at her mother with concern.
Turn around!
What?
Oh, my God!
What? We're on the freeway!
We gotta go back! I saw something!
What is it, like a body?
Take that exit right there!
I'm taking it! God, take it easy, Miss Daisy.
Turn around,
I can't turn around! We're on the freeway!
Grace pulls up at the side of the freeway.
Wait. Mom, are you sure about this?
Get out on this side.
No shit.
Beth scrambles up the snow-covered bank at the side of the road. She slips. Getting to her feet, she frantically searches the snow-covered foliage. Putting on her woolen hat, Grace follows her mother. In a small clearing behind some branches, Beth discovers a tan, black and white collie mix dog lying in the snow.
Hey! Hey, fella!
Here, boy! Hey!
There you go.
Don't touch him!
Okay.
Oh, he's filthy.
It's okay.
He could have rabies.
I know.
Why isn't he standing up? Is this like one of those subway accidents where you lift him up and all his guts fall out?
Honey, he's terrified. What can we feed him to make friends? Oh, I know. All right, I got it.
Yes, hello, 911? Listen, this isn't a life and death emergency. Exactly, no one has a gun or anything. No, I said no gun.
I got it.
Hello.
Here we go. Look. Ethan loves these. He loves these. I think you will too.
Watch it.
Hey, buddy. That's a boy. Good boy. There. Oh, my God. He took it.
911. Thank God. I am on I-70 near Chambers Road, and this is a life and death emergency.
Grace spots something.
Never mind. We're cool. Mom.
Yeah.
A police car pulls up at the side of the freeway.
We're just not allowed to deal with animals of an unknown threat.
Oh, I mean, this is...
Dorley, yeah. We gotta go.
Oh,
I talked to animal control. They'll be here sometime in the next 2 hours.
2 hours? That's all you're gonna do for us?
Well, no. In this circumstance, we are authorized to put the animal down.
I think you better go.
I'm sorry, folks. Them's the rules. Good luck.
Beth and Grace stare at the dog.
Do you think we can move him?
You mean touch him? This is one of those rare occasions when I wish I had a man I could call.
Me too. Honey, there really are a lot of great men out there. You have to make some effort.
Mom, let's keep our eye on the ball. How are we supposed to move him?
Beth roots in the car boot amongst her husband's dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Grabbing a handful of tires, she hurries back to the dog. Grace feeds the dog a biscuit.
Ooh, here is a giraffe. What kind of assholes left you out here all alone? Huh? Silk, good idea.
Good boy. Good boy. Now, nobody's gonna hurt you. Get ready for him to go crazy. Just get ready. Here we go. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, come on. Come on, darling.
Come on, boy.
Come on.
Take a look. Ride.
No broken bones. Look at that.
Yeah. It's gonna be so warm in there.
Now, on the count of three, we're going to throw this shirt over his head and lift him in, okay?
Don't you want to use one of Dad's suits to protect the seat?
Pay attention. Ready?
Okay. One. Two.
Covered in a shirt, they lift the dog into the back seat.
Three.
Beth playfully hits her daughter on the arm. At the vet's...
Thank you.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bula. So, Mrs. Winter, you saved this dog's life.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Not many people would have stopped in this weather. You must have a dog of your own.
No.
And you must be a dog person.
Well, I don't know.
He turns to Grace and smiles.
How about you? Are you a dog person?
Oh, yeah. I can't keep my hands off him.
They smile flirtatiously at each other.
Well, there's no chip in him. There's no way to trace the owner. He's a little nicked up. He has a cut on his muzzle, a few hot spots. We'll get the blood panel back tomorrow, but if I had to guess, there's nothing wrong with this dog. A few good meals and a bath won't fix.
Great.
I hope one of you will take him home.
Oh, I just can't. I have my thesis and it's time-consuming and I don't even know why I'm doing it. It just goes on and on. And I got a pet in my building, so...
Grace gazes at him, then coyly looks away.
Mrs. Winter?
Me? No. The last thing my husband wants right now is a dog, so
That's too bad. Yeah. His teeth are worn down. Just like to have a look.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Looks like he was left alone a lot and spent his time chewing on a chain. Oh. He's about 7, and the chances of a dog like him being adopted from the shelter are minimal. So, in about a week, he's likely to be put down.
In the evening, Joseph pulls into the snow-covered driveway of the Winters' large family home. He turns off the engine to his sleek Mercedes, gets out and makes his way inside. Up in the bathroom, Grace and Beth are washing the dog.
Beth!
Hi, honey.
Dad, we're in here!
Hey, it's okay, boy. It's okay. Stay calm. Stay calm. You know, I think he's just startled by you. That's all. Easy. Hey! No! No barking.
What's going on? Whose dog is this?
Mom's. She saved his life.
He's not mine. I'm just going to find him a home.
Why is he here?
I just couldn't let them take him to the pound. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call a few rescue societies tomorrow, and somebody's going to want him.
Yeah, but not us, right? We're not getting a dog, right?
Well, I think we should keep him. Otto!
You're at school. She's not going to come back every morning and walk a dog, and neither am I.
I don't mind doing that.
Beth, I don't want a dog.
Well, I told you I'm going to find him a home.
Yeah, I know you.
And what's that supposed to mean?
That was Dr. Bula.
Who?
The veterinarian. He's going to stop by.
What is he? He's coming here now?
Yeah, he's... some medicine or something. What? I'm gonna use your shower. It's filthy in here.
Veterinarian makes house calls?
He's very attractive.
The dog shakes its wet coat.
Did you see that?
Later, Joseph wanders down to the kitchen.
He did a great thing by picking him up.
I couldn't leave him.
A lot of people just don't care.
Oh, Joseph, I want you to meet Dr. Bula.
Oh, Sam, please. It's nice to meet you, Dr. Winter.
And you.
Is this enough paper?
Yeah, that's great. You don't want to get this stuff on the floor.
No. Oh, buddy. Okay.
Okay, so... yeah. There's the irritation right there. So you give it a little spritz, like so. Yeah. What are you naming him?
Freeway.
You've named him?
Freeway? I bet you didn't think you were going to the spa today, did you? Looks like you lucked out, buddy.
Well, we're not keeping him.
So says the Pharaoh.
If you keep him, you'll be getting a great dog.
Well... thanks for coming by. I hope my patients don't hear that you make house calls.
Do you think I could take him for a walk?
Yeah, let's see how he does on the leash. I'll go with you if you like.
That'd be great. All right. I'll get my coat.
Would you like to come?
Oh, no, no. Not at all. No, I'm going to clean that bathroom.
Okay.
Okay.
Come, Freeway. Let's go.
Come on.
Should I go with them?
God, no.
Beth scurries through the snow with Freeway. Wrapped up against the cold and with a smile on her face, she takes Freeway for a walk. Freeway bounds through the snow.
Hey, wait for Freeway. No, I ain't no queen of Sheba. Hey, where do you think you're going, huh? Where are you going?
We may not
even have our dignity. This
house be a problem. At dinner...
how did you two meet?
Oh, don't ask.
Don't, yeah.
No.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it was embarrassing. Very
dark. Sam and Grace hold hands under the table. Freeway lies contentedly in between their chairs. With the snow now melted, Joseph takes Freeway out for a walk while speaking constantly on his phone. His neighbours out walking their dog wave at him. He returns to his call after the brief distraction. Dressed in pyjama bottoms and a long-sleeve top, Beth climbs into bed next to Joseph, who is sat up reading the paper. Beth takes her book from the bedside table and starts reading. Freeway walks in and curls up in his dog bed on the floor at the foot of their bed. The screen fades to black. 1 year later, at Joseph and Beth's vacation home in the Rockies, Carmen, a beautiful, dark-haired woman, carefully puts the finishing touches to a wedding cake topper of a man and a woman.
Carmen, I'm out of basil. Can you save me?
There's extra in the shelf behind the spice rack.
She adds a model of a dog like Freeway to the cake.
Carmen,
don't talk to me. I have to get this right.
She puts a gold leash around the dog's neck.
A ladder?
In the shed, left side, under the tarp.
The ceremony's starting.
Carmen makes her way to a decked area looking out over the magnificent mountains where guests are seated ready for a wedding. Sam smiles at his family, all wearing traditional Indian dress as they eagerly await the bride. As a three-piece country band plays, Carmen stands at the back watching the guests happily chatting. Sat at the front, Beth looks round with eager anticipation. Beaming with pride, Joseph walks into view with his daughter Grace on his arm. Wearing an elegant, simple white dress, Grace smiles as she makes her way down the aisle between the seats. Ellie and her husband Jeff giggle joyfully as Grace walks down the aisle. As Beth gazes at her daughter all grown up, her proud smile disappears and a sadness engulfs her. Stepping over freeway laid in the aisle, Joseph walks his daughter to the front of the deck and kisses her gently on the cheek. Carmen looks surprised to find herself welling with tears. Wearing traditional Indian dress, Sam stands with Grace before their family and friends.
Namaste. Welcome, everyone. I'm Todd. Grace and Sam have foolishly asked me to officiate today. I recently was ordained on the internet about last Wednesday, so feel confident I know what I'm doing.
After the wedding, Sam says his goodbyes.
If the disc is massively herniated, it's either got to be a laminectomy or the microdiscectomy. It's unavoidable. You have Ruthie send the MRI up here, would you? Right now. I'll see you Monday.
Dad. Everyone's leaving. Grandma's waiting. We have to go. Bye-bye.
Listen, I know he calls your mother Mimi, but does he have to call me Peepy?
Oh, he's trying to say Poppy. He just can't say it yet.
Oh.
We're working on it, though, right? Poppy.
You're doing a great job with him.
Thank you. Do you see Sam playing with him? I think he's going to be a pretty amazing father.
Yeah. Hope so. Speaking of amazing, you girls looked amazing today.
Oh, I've never seen Gracie look so happy. Bride.
Hi. Hey, pretty bride.
Hi, honey. All right, we're loading up.
Okay. Gracie, you know, it's not too late if you want to change your mind.
Maybe after the honeymoon. I want to see Bora Bora.
Fine. Just don't sleep with him.
Dad, you know how when your daughter asks for something on her wedding day, you have to do it?
What, is that from The Godfather?
These next few weeks may be hard on Mom.
Sure, she'll be fine.
Will you make an effort?
Well, I always do.
Or will you try harder? Promise?
Of course I will.
Bye, Mom. Bye. You're home safe.
Thanks. So why didn't Joseph invite me to stay tonight since you're going to be here?
Did you want to stay?
No. I can't sleep in this altitude. Where's your new boyfriend? I want to say goodbye.
Really?
I'm right here, darling girl. Oh, no. Let go of me, you sexy minx. Oh, we don't want everybody to know, do we? Ah, Muriel, it's a delight. I should have known Penny's mom would be a fox.
Stop it, please.
Mom.
I can't sit in the back.
No.
I'll get carsick, especially on these horrible roads you've got here.
I know, Mom. That's why I'm putting you in the front.
Probably get sick anyway.
Well, that's the spirit, Mom.
Here. You know, that's why I gave you that Tigan to help with the carsick.
I didn't take it. I don't know what's in that stuff.
You know what's best for you, Mom.
Joseph mouths to Jeff. Make sure she takes it.
Jeff, thanks for sacrificing your sanity for the good of the family.
No problem. I'll get her to the airport.
Sam, you got a lot to live up to.
Wait till you get to know my family.
See?
Bye, Ethan.
See, Poppy.
Poppy.
We're trying.
That'll do.
Bye, I love you.
Bye.
I love you.
Bye.
See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
As soon as the car is out of sight, Penny glares at her brother.
You shouldn't have told her we were staying.
Joseph looks bemused. Carmen watches as the family say their goodbyes to Sam and Grace.
Bye.
Carmen smiles contentedly as she watches them.
It was really nice, actually. Everybody was in a good mood. No, Penny didn't say anything.
Violet, no one was insulted. Don't worry about it. I told them it was important for you to be at your thing. It's fine. Russell? No one will mistake him for a rocket scientist. Except for my grandmother, who loved him. Kind of wish she'd marry him. Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. I love you. Hi.
Why didn't your wife come?
Oh, I'm not married. You're Carmen, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Brian. I'm Joseph and Beth's nephew. So, you live here? You take care of this place?
Mm-hmm.
Caretaker a hard job?
No, the two jobs are harder.
What's going on with your neck?
It's killing me.
Maybe I can help.
Are you masseur?
No, I'm a surgeon.
Maybe you can help me slit my throat.
Wow, tough day. Oh, wait, let me get it. I got it.
Brian moves a vase of flowers for her.
All right, where to?
There.
Okay.
You guys really rock. You didn't rock. You were bluegrassing. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, God. Sweetie. Hello, sweetie. Oh. Cheers.
Cheers. We've unloaded both girls. Just leaves freeway.
Oh, no, he's not going anywhere. He's a real mama's boy.
What do you think about Russell?
What? Oh.
Penny has outdone herself this time.
I don't know. It could be serious. She said she wanted to tell us something. Maybe they're getting married.
To that idiot?
Hey.
Come on. She's got the personality of a used car salesman. Penny is a bright woman.
He charmed your mother at the reception.
Exactly my point.
Beth rubs freeway with her foot. Carmen wanders into her room, which is decorated with an eclectic mix of rich fabrics and crafted trinkets. Exhausted, she flops down on her bed. She reaches above her head and tenderly strokes a framed photo of a dog which hangs on her headboard. She gazes up at an intricate woven lampshade hanging amongst coloured fabrics draped across her bedroom ceiling. Outside, on the veranda...
Russell, Penny tells me you're in demolition?
22 years. 8 in London.
Oh, really? I love London. Oh,
greatest city in the world, aside from Omaha.
Hey, we should all go there.
Well...
So you're no longer in demolition. What happened?
The business blew up.
Oh.
Completely collapsed. Demolished.
What are you doing now?
Oh, you know, I got something pretty good brewing.
I'm so glad you sat us with you know, Sam's parents and... Oh. Was that Pramila's sister in the pink sari?
Gorgeous.
Yeah. What do you got brewing?
Well, we don't want to steal your thunder today, you know, because that was one heck of a wedding you put on. But since you're family, I got to spill the beans.
No, I thought we'd wait until tomorrow.
We're opening an English pub.
Everyone stares at him in shock.
Who's opening a pub?
In England, is that...
In Omaha! Me and Penny.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait a minute, Penny. You're not leaving me a newspaper.
Well, I was about to be laid off, and so I took the buyout. At least they'll pay me for a year.
Yeah. How could you not tell me this?
You know, there's not one English pub in Omaha. If you want bangers and mash, you got to go all the way to Des Moines.
Really? Who's financing this?
You know, finally be able to get a decent pint in Nebraska. And fish and chips. I mean, the real thing. In newspaper, soaked with grease. Oh! Sorry.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Don't
worry.
This is genius, if I do say so myself. It'll be the only place in the Midwest that I know of where you can have, are you ready? Warm beer.
Whoa, wow. Oh, warm beer.
Yeah.
Where's the money coming from?
Huh? Bottom line guy, Brian. You got that from your mother. First thing Penny asked me.
Good. What'd you tell her?
Well, I got some money saved, and I sold my condo, and I got a friend whose brother wants to put up half the money. After we raised the first half. And, you know, we're talking to other investors. So.
Okay. Well, what are you contributing to this?
Not 1 cent.
Nope.
If Russell has his way.
Nothing?
That's right. Nothing.
Okay.
I mean, of course, we may dip into my buyout till we have some cash flow.
Exasperated, Brian puts his head in his hands.
And Russell's moving in, so we won't have that expense.
Penny's enrolled in a bartending class.
Mom.
We want to give all of you the opportunity to get in on the ground floor. How'd you like to all be part owners of the Partridge and the Plow?
They all look at Russell in disbelief.
Mom, are you serious?
Joseph walks freeway in the woods.
Yeah? Wait, he's canceling on me so that he can have the surgery done by Ed Ritter? Does he know I trained Ed Ritter? Ruthie, tell me his exact words.
Off the leash, freeway walks ahead.
Really? Surgeons reached their peak at 45. Who told him that?
Freeway spots a deer and runs into the woods, chasing after it.
Freeway! Shit, I gotta go, Ruthie. I'll see you Monday. Freeway! Freeway! Freeway!
Joseph runs after him. Later, he returns home.
Hi. Ellie called. They got your mother on her plane, and, you know what Ethan asked about you? You know what he said? Mm. He is so cute. He said, where's Pee-Pee? Honey, what are we going to do about the partridge in the plow?
What are we going to do about Russell? Has Freeway been in here?
Huh? I thought he was with you.
He was, but he took off on me.
What? Wait a minute. Where's the dog?
I told you, he took off.
When was this?
About 20 minutes ago. He chased a deer and wouldn't come back.
Did you use the whistle?
I whistled. I didn't have the whistle per se.
You were on the phone, right? Hmm?
It was an emergency.
Oh, God.
He's probably right outside.
Oh. Freeway! Come on, boy! Woohoo! Freeway! Where are you, sweetheart? You lost the dog while you were talking on the phone! Oh! Freeway!
He's not lost, believe me. Freeway! He knows how to get home.
Freeway! Is something wrong?
The dogs run off.
Oh, shit! We'll be right there.
Be right there.
Dogs find their way across the country all the time. Haven't you read that?
Freeway!
Is Freeway missing?
Yes. We've got to spread out and search before it's too dark.
I'll get the keys.
Freeway!
You're panicking.
Don't you know how much that dog means to me?
Yes, of course I do. I like him, too. I'm just not obsessed with him.
How could you be when you're obsessed with yourself?
Where did you see him last?
On the back trail.
Wait, the dog's gone?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
I'm with you, so where should we start looking?
Okay, we'll go over this way. I'm going to go out to the road and look around.
I got a light. I'll come with you.
Wait. Use your whistle!
Okay. Hi.
Okay.
Carmen waves as they drive off. Night in the woods.
Here, boy!
Careful.
Brian thinks I should have my knee scooped.
Yeah, well, I've been begging you to do that for years. You can't fix a torn meniscus with herbal enemas.
You know, Brian's much more open to Eastern approaches. And it's colonics, not enemas. You should try one. It might dislodge that enormous bug.
What?
You're so negative about Russell. Don't you think we've given the pub a lot of thought?
The pig in the poke? Oh. No. What are you doing with this guy? I mean, just because your first husband was a genius and he turned out to be a dick doesn't mean you can never trust another man with half a brain.
Oh, you're the dumb one. Have you ever heard of emotional intelligence? You know, Russell makes you look like a 5-year-old. Plus, he's the most generous lover I've ever known.
Stop. Spare me that image. Freeway! Come back! Son of a bitch! Bastard!
In the car...
Your girlfriend, she didn't come to the wedding. Doesn't she like Grace?
Violet likes Grace just fine. She had to go on a retreat with her firm.
A retreat?
Yeah, they all go away somewhere and talk about IPOs, government regulations.
To avoid the regulations.
Yeah. No, how to comply with them, sort of. Anyway, it's my mother that is hard on Violet. She says you can't trust a woman who wears 4-inch heels all the time.
All the time?
She looks good in them. My mother says, what's she selling?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have an idea.
Wait.
With a smile, Carmen pulls a U-turn and they drive off in the opposite direction. In the woods.
Come on, boy.
Hey, buddy.
I'm just so pissed he didn't take the whistle.
Oh, Joseph's got a lot in his mind with the wedding and then our news about the partridge and the plow.
Trust me, he wasn't thinking about you or the wedding. You want his attention, herniate your disc.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, guys, stop talking about Joseph. We can hear you.
Could use a little help here.
Oh, well, wait a second.
Ernie.
No.
We'll get some ice on this.
Yeah, all right. It's not.
Oh, honey,
it's my knee. What are you looking at?
looking at?
A black, white and tan border collie lies on the floor by the feet of a DJ in a small radio station.
It's 10 o'clock and you are deep in Possum's Burrow on KGO FM. Coming up, we have Blue by the Living Sisters.
The DJ spots Carmen. He smiles and beckons her in. Carmen beams and heads into the studio, followed by Brian. The DJ's dog runs to greet her.
Hello, Big Bear! Oh, my God!
Oh, wow.
You know, I had a dream last night you were going to come down here.
I need a favor.
Anything, darling. What's this, fresh meat?
I'm Brian.
Brian, you ready to have your heart broke, man? She's legendary.
Awesome. My boss lost her dog.
She gazes pleadingly at him.
I'm on it.
In the car.
All right, everybody. I got a friend who needs our help. She's looking for a lost dog. Big, brown, white mutt. Means about as much to his people as Carmen means to me.
Get to the point, Possum.
Dog's name is Freeway. So everybody step outside and give a big shout out for Freeway. There's a cash reward, if that matters.
Back home.
There you go. Now you need to keep that elevated. And I want you to take these.
What are they?
It's a mild anti-inflammatory and a muscle relaxant. They're organic, made from the hearts of endangered species.
You know I don't take chemicals into my body.
You want to be laid up here by yourself tomorrow while we're all out looking for the dog?
Laid up in bed, Penny reluctantly takes the tablets from Joseph and swallows them down with a glass of water.
Say ah.
Ah.
In the kitchen, Russell's washing up.
Thank you.
Russell shrugs.
Now remember, everybody, if you see Freeway, call this number.
He dedicated searching to you.
Which one?
Erica Badu.
Oh, nice.
Beth creates a missing poster with photos of Freeway on it and details of a cash reward. Joseph walks up behind her and tenderly rubs his hand over her shoulder. Beth winces uncomfortably as he starts to massage her.
It's going to be fine. He'll probably show up in the morning.
He's out there with coyotes and bears and porcupines.
He's a dog. He can take care of himself.
But he has no wilderness experience. Yeah.
Beth, I think you're overreacting.
I think you're underreacting for somebody who actually lost the dog.
You know, I'm so sick of you judging my feelings all the time.
I wouldn't want to be sleeping with her tonight.
They are out of alignment.
Oh.
Russell looks bemused as Carmen puts away the dishes. The next morning, Brian and Carmen head out in the car.
No, the dog is definitely not black. No, I do not want to come and check him out. Possum had to mention my name.
Well, maybe we'll find him at the shelter.
That's a wasted trip. Freeway is not there.
How do you know?
I know things.
You know things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know?
I know Russell would like to be a friend.
Well, yeah, of course he would. He's trying to close the deal with my mother.
And I know you were glad Violet did not come to the wedding.
Brian shoots her a stoic look. At the small police station, an officer sits with his feet on the desk reading a magazine. Penny and Beth hurry in.
Excuse me, we've lost our dog.
Is there a report we can fill out?
Well, how long has the dog been missing?
Since last night.
Oh, well, old Pipe here, he'll take off for 3 days anytime some bitch goes into heat. He can smell him from 5 miles off.
Oh, that's really fascinating. Our dog's neutered.
Yeah, could you put word out to your deputies?
I have to talk to the sheriff about that.
And how could we reach him?
The sheriff?
Yeah.
He's probably fishing down by Slater's.
Brian and Carmen pull up at the Norwood Animal Shelter. Getting out, Brian hurries over to the main entrance. Tears well in Carmen's eyes as she stops and stares at the shelter. With a look of concern, Brian walks over to her.
Hey, what's going on?
This is where I found Django. Django died last year.
Oh, your dog?
And spirit mate. Passed over in my arms.
I'm sorry.
He was 24 years old.
That's unusual for a dog to live that long.
Sensing something, Carmen glances round.
What?
Carmen's concentration breaks and she strides off. Baffled Brian follows her. Inside, Carmen coos every young dog in one of the cages.
Goodbye, little boy. I know. Oh, goodbye, beautiful boy. I know someone will come for you.
Spirit mate?
No, he's waiting for a man.
In the countryside.
Joseph, you're a doctor. Is it my imagination, or does your dick shrink when you get older?
When you say your dick...
No, mature dicks. In general, dicks.
I think I see him.
They wander down to the edge of the river where the sheriff has stood fishing and his two bloodhound dogs are resting on the rocks.
Hey! Sheriff! Joseph Winter, could we talk?
Who?
Joseph Winter?
Well, look, tomorrow's Monday. I'll be in the office all day, Joe.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm sorry about that, but it's an emergency.
The sheriff pulls in his fishing line.
You're the doctor, right? Who's that?
Future brother-in-law.
Well, what's the emergency, Joe?
We lost our dog. Yeah, actually, they call me Joseph, which I prefer.
His wife talked to your deputy, but she didn't get too far.
Yeah, that'd be Chaz. He wants my job. You know, if it didn't interfere with ski season or hunting season or getting drunk, see? What kind of dog did you lose?
A mutt. My wife rescued him.
A what?
A mutt!
Now, let me come over there and you can talk to me on my good ear, okay? This is my day off.
Yeah. Yeah, I realize that.
One of the bloodhounds sneezes.
This all happened on the freeway, did it? In the snow?
In January.
Huh. Well, your wife must have some brass balls, I'm telling you. And your daughter, she married the veterinarian, did she?
Yesterday at our place.
Huh. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hope they're happy. But!
What is it? Where does it hurt?
Kidney stone.
Okay. Let's get you to a clinic.
No, I can make it.
You get this side.
Okay. I can make it.
Don't get hung up on the hook here. Come on, boy.
Bring my dogs.
Come on, I got them.
Bring my dogs.
Come
on.
In the police car.
Getting old really sucks, Joe.
You're not old. What are you, 60?
63. My fifth goddamn stone.
Maybe this one will pass quickly.
Maybe it'll be over in time for my colonoscopy next week.
You wouldn't want to miss that.
Now you're a doctor. Why don't you come up with a better way to do that?
Huh? I'd make a fortune. I don't want to be insulting, but this you, man, you just do it.
What's your PSA?
1.2.
You're lucky.
How's your good cholesterol?
I only have bad. What kind of doctor are you?
A spine surgeon.
When do they start pushing you out of that deal? Come on, let's boogie, Joe. Okay. Clinic. Guns, hammer down.
Joseph drives the sheriff's car at high speed. Beth stands outside in the dark, searching with her flashlight. Brian walks over.
Hey. Come on, Beth. Let's go inside. Come on.
Brian puts a reassuring arm around Beth as she reluctantly heads in.
It's getting chilly. Well, my dog's fine.
Sat around the table, the others stop eating and look at Beth as she walks in.
There's a place for you if you're hungry.
Oh, Beth, you should eat something.
Oh.
Beth shakes her head.
Freeway is going to show up, Beth. He has the microchip, he has the collar, we've got flyers everywhere. It's about the only thing playing on the radio. We're getting complaints from people who'd like to hear a little music. We've done everything we can. Someone will find him and call. Let's talk about tomorrow. My first appointment's at 11, and Brian has rounds starting at noon, so that means Beth, Brian, and I have to leave for the airport no later than 6:30. Penny, Carmen can drive you guys to the airport later on.
I'm not leaving.
Surprised, Joseph stares at his wife.
Honey, what are you going to do? You can't walk around all day calling his name.
I'm up for another day.
We're not leaving Beth up here alone.
I'm not saying to leave Beth alone. I think that's great. If you guys feel you can stay, that's fine. Yeah, it's very nice of you. the world goes on, though, Brian and I, we do have responsibilities to get back to. I'm trying to be realistic. What? That makes me the insensitive clod?
Yes.
Would you be leaving if I were missing?
That's ridiculous. It's nothing like that.
Would you?
I'm not even going to dignify that.
Dignify it.
Beth, everything is a crisis with you. There's no sense of proportion.
You just don't get it, do you?
What? What is it I don't get? We haven't lost a person. We've lost a dog.
Love is love. It doesn't matter if it's a dog.
Yeah, I know you love the dog. You don't think I've noticed that you care more about him than you do about me?
Jesus, Joseph, I don't believe you're making this about you.
Mom.
When I rescued Freeway, I made a promise to him and to myself that I was going to take care of him. He'd suffered enough already, and I wanted to make it up to him. But now, I've let him down.
How? How have you let him down?
I never should have let you take him out.
I have walked that dog 100 times.
I know. On a leash, around the block, in the city, while you were talking on your phone.
I thought Freeway was our dog.
You never paid attention to him. You know more about your patients than you do about your own family.
I'm not having this conversation now. You're irrational.
I would have had that whistle, and he would have come back to me, but now he's gone. And for all I know, he may be suffering somewhere. He's probably terrified. I don't know. He may be dead.
He's not dead. Freeway's alive.
What?
What are you talking about?
I am certain he's alive.
You're certain?
I never told you this, but I find things.
What kind of things?
Missing things, sometimes living things.
You mean like a detective?
My great-great-grandmother was Madame Luminitza. You probably heard of her.
Joseph and Penny look away in the uncomfortable silence.
I am of the Romany people.
Gypsies.
On my mother's side. My father is a Yogi. The women in my family, they have a gift. We see things. You find it hard to believe. Gadji always do, but I can help you find Freeway.
Gadji.
How?
When I realized Django was my spirit mate, the animal world became visible to me.
As opposed to the vegetable and mineral world?
No, who's Django?
Oh, that was Carmen's dog. He lived to be 24.
It was then that the gift blossomed in me. My third eye truly opened. What Django felt, I felt. I traveled through the world with him, seeing what he saw.
Oh, what did he see?
He saw things for what they are. He was connected to the prana.
Oh, the prana.
Shut up, Joseph. You're such a tight ass. Do you have to be so one-dimensional?
Excuse me for living in this dimension.
Carmen, do you see him? Is he all right?
Beth, are you kidding me?
Can you see what he sees?
Yes.
What do you see?
I see trees. And a shed with construction equipment in it, and mountains.
Wow, that really pinpoints it.
I see a red-headed woman, Chewie.
Freeway's looking at a red-headed woman?
She may have fed him. He had some kind of interaction with her.
What should we do?
Yeah. Go to bed.
What? Are you closing for the night?
In the morning, everything will be much clearer. I need rest. And so do you. Wait.
Carmen leaves the room. Bemused, they sit and wait.
How long are we supposed to wait?
Carmen walks in carrying a brush.
This is Freeway's hair.
She hands it round.
Keep this close to your heart. Freeway will feel her concern.
Are we supposed to sleep with this?
Makes sense to me.
Penny looks unsure.
Could I have mine in a baggie?
Sure.
Penny glances over at Beth, who smells the dog's hair and rubs it against her skin. Out in the hall.
Carmen, why are you getting her hopes up?
Gypsy trick. So you're leaving in the morning, aren't you?
I have to. I'd stay if I could.
Violet is expecting you.
No, not Violet. I have patients to see.
Carmen flashes a knowing smile.
My people have a saying. Those who don't push the caravan from the muck become one with the muck.
Thank you. That's very understanding.
Carmen kisses him tenderly on the lips.
Goodbye.
Beth roots around amongst some shelves.
Beth, what are you doing?
I'm looking for those night vision glasses I got you for Christmas. They're probably still in the same box.
Beth, you have to get some rest. You heard Miss Lumenitska. Let me get your Xanax.
You think it's impossible Carmen might actually know something you don't?
About Freeway? Doubtful, unless she kidnapped him.
She's given me hope. Maybe she has a gift, and unlike you, I don't think I know everything about everything.
What? Why are you turning on me? I didn't commit a crime.
There are a few pivotal moments in a person's life where one reacts exactly right or completely wrong.
I forgot the whistle.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
This is a difficult time for you, for both of us. And especially for a woman, there are physical changes that affect everything.
Oh, tell me about being a woman.
I think that the anger you're feeling is not actually about me. It's hormonal.
No, it's not menopause. It actually is about you.
She storms out, leaving Joseph aghast. Russell kisses Penny's sore knee before getting into bed next to her. Russell gazes deeply into Penny's eyes.
The men in my family have a gift.
Yeah.
They find things that no one else can find, Gadja. Ooh, Gadja.
With a blanket draped over her knees, Beth sits in a wicker chair outside on the porch. Looking through night vision binoculars into the woods beyond, she searches for Freeway. Beth adjusts the focus on the binoculars and takes another look amongst the trees. Unable to spot Freeway, she reluctantly rests the binoculars in her lap and shakes her head. Joseph lies asleep in bed. Waking, he rolls over and switches the alarm clock off, which reads 5 o'clock. Coming to, Joseph rolls back over, only to find the space in bed next to him empty. With a look of concern, he sits up in bed. Dressed for work in a pair of dark trousers, a pale blue shirt and a brown blazer, Joseph quietly makes his way downstairs. He spots his wife asleep on the couch with a blanket draped over her. Taking care not to wake her, Joseph sits at the table with a cup of coffee and a bowl of cereal. He finds a note leant up against the sugar bowl which reads, "Joseph, I'm going to stay and help with the search. Leonard is going to cover me. I'll call you later. Brian." Joseph ponders as he stirs his coffee.
Hello.
Dad.
Oh, Grace. Gracie, you surprised me.
What do you mean?
Well, it's 5 in the morning here.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, God, you're right. I counted wrong. Go back to sleep.
No, I was up. Tell me about Bora Bora.
Amazing. You've got to come here someday. Dad, Sam and I can't stop talking about the wedding. It was just what we hoped. And I know you didn't want Freeway in the ceremony, but you have to admit, it was sweet. How's Mom?
She's great. She's fine.
Really? Is she doing okay? No big letdown?
She's relieved that Sam took you off her hands.
When are you going back?
Later on.
Okay, well, we're going to dinner, but I want to talk to Mom.
Call her when you wake up.
Okay. Give her a hug for me.
Sure.
And give Freeway some of that salmon that fell on the floor. He's earned it.
You got it, Cookie. You just have fun.
Okay, love you.
I love you. Bye.
With it still dark outside, Joseph chucks his briefcase onto the passenger seat of the car, walks round to the driver's side, and gets in. He drives off into the dark. In the morning, Penny and Beth watch Carmen meditating. Carmen reaches for her phone.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought so.
Russell looks intrigued.
Thanks. Oh, this is good. I was picturing a waterfall, now a hiker saw a dog above Bear Creek Falls.
Oh.
Carmen looks at Brian.
There's a reason you stayed, but it's not the one you think.
No, I stayed to help find the dog.
Good. Russell will need your help finding the red-headed woman.
I'm supposed to find the red-headed woman?
Yes, it will take both of you to do it.
Okay. Where are we supposed to look?
I am seeing a greenhouse. No. Yellow. It's unclear. On a street named for a tree.
Okay.
A tree. Well, yeah, I'm going to head up to Bear Creek.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you.
Not with that knee.
No, you please come with me. I need your help.
Well, I could go with Beth. Or I could stick with Russell.
I don't mind going alone.
No.
As Carmen sniffs Freeway's lead, Joseph strides in. Beth glances round at him, unimpressed by his return.
Hey, Joseph.
Pleased with himself, Joseph smiles. Sunshine beats down on Beth and Joseph as they walk along a dirt path which cuts through a pine forest.
Freeway!
With her hands in her pockets, Beth ambles along the pathway in front of her husband. An uncomfortable silence hangs in the air between them.
I don't understand why you're not talking to me. I came back because I wanted to be here for you. I understand searching for Freeway, but this Carmen crap, it's voodoo. But if another day searching is going to make you feel better, I'm here to support you.
Can we just not talk for a while?
I don't need to talk. I think it's good for two people to have quiet time together to heal, to smooth out the feathers or whatever.
Beth marches off ahead, her face etched with anguish.
Grace called.
What?
Yeah.
When?
This morning. You were sleeping.
You didn't tell her about Freeway, did you?
Of course not.
What'd she say?
They're having a great time. They loved the wedding.
Anything else?
She asked how you're doing.
Excuse me.
Oh, hey. You didn't happen to see a dog up there, did you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. You did? Like that?
Yeah, it could be.
Where exactly does this trail go?
It heads up towards Purgatory, then loops back. Come on.
Loops back? How is it?
It's radical.
Beth nods at Joseph and strides off. Yeah. Joseph follows after her. Penny and Carmen drive along a quiet country road.
Do you think you'll ever get married?
Perhaps.
I'm sure you have no trouble attracting men.
They swarm like flies, but who wants a fly? I'm a passionate woman. It's not easy to find a man who can keep up with me sexually.
Yeah, it's tough for women like us.
Yeah. There was one, but he was a pickpocket. My family would not tolerate that.
No, of course not.
It's not a steady work. Russell is very cheerful. Can he keep up with you?
Why do you think he's so cheerful?
Penny flashes Carmen a cheeky smile. Struggling with the heat out in the mountain wilderness, Joseph calls for a time out and takes a wee against a bush. As he pees, Beth takes a rest and drinks in the stunning view of the mountains in the distance.
Oh. Do you want me to get the...
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Right now? We're way the hell up toward Purgatory.
Where's that?
Above Bear Creek. Yeah, we met a guy who saw a dog.
Okay, you sound like you're having a heart attack. Let me talk to Beth.
Hold on. Beth. Well, Penny, for you.
Okay. Hi, Penny.
He sounds terrible. No matter what you're feeling, don't kill him.
Where are you anyway?
Oh, I'm underneath the gondola. Carmen had a vision about porta-potties and took off. I think she's coming back.
Don't worry, I'll check in with you in an hour.
Joseph takes a drink from a flask.
Don't drink that so fast. That's drinking too much. Really. Oh.
Careful.
I love this. We're on the job, like those cop partners. I'm the grizzled old guy, and you're the young kid who thinks he knows everything.
Oh, you mean the older one resents because the younger one's actually smarter?
Yeah, until you saved my life. You know, Carmen said the house was either what, yellow or green. I don't know, maybe she's confused.
Yeah, maybe she's really a gypsy.
You think she's faking?
Beautiful women get away with a lot of shit. Hello? Carmen.
I am not sure about the color of the house. I'm getting mixed messages. Something about blue.
Blue, okay.
Don't lose faith.
Hello? Carmen?
What?
She's getting mixed messages. Something about blue.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
In the wilderness.
God, maybe we should have just taken, I don't know, the other trail?
The one that went up? No. If we'd done that, we'd be sleeping out here tonight. No, we've got to get down.
But we don't know where we are, so maybe we should backtrack or I don't know.
No. We've been out here for about 5 hours.
Yeah.
It'll take at least that long to get back by backtracking. No.
How do you know?
It's almost four now. It's going to be dark in a couple of hours.
I know it's going to be dark, but how do you know this is going down and not just deeper into the woods?
We're following the creek.
I think we should call
Creeks
someone.
Always run downhill.
I think we should call someone.
What?
Yeah. Well,
and say what?
And say that we're lost.
We're not lost.
Oh,
honey,
God.
Look. See over there?
Yeah.
There. That's Mount Wilson.
Yeah, which means what? You can see Mount Wilson from Utah. Oh, shit. My battery's way down. Oh, please, come on.
What are you going to say?
Well, I'm just going to tell them that if they haven't heard from us in an hour, they should call search and rescue.
That's embarrassing. Look, you're panicking.
Penny.
Hi.
Penny. Oh, God. Thank God. No, I'm so happy. Listen, I just didn't think this phone was going to work.
Where are you guys?
I don't know. I think we're lost. Listen, if you don't hear from us in an hour, Penny? Oh, shoot!
Beth?
The phone is dead, honey. Can you please turn yours on quick?
Shoot. Oh. Damn. It's already on. I forgot to turn it off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Joseph. What happened?
Penny, listen. I've got to talk fast. There's no reason to panic, but we got Mount Wilson on our left, and we started out from Bear Creek, so that means that right now we are somewhere between those two. Penny?
Joseph?
Shit. Shit!
You're panicking.
In town.
What made her call right then? Right when we were talking about her.
Gypsy shit.
It's weird.
A woman with red hair answers the door.
Hi, how are you?
Did Hector send you guys?
No. We lost our dog and we heard you might have seen him.
Look, behave. Boo. I seen this poster, but I don't recall seeing Freeway himself. Let me think. Oh, you know what? Ever heard of Christus Bonher?
No, ma'am.
Your dad's a charmer. Watch and learn.
Yes, ma'am.
I could tell you two was father and son right away. You're so much alike.
Christus
Bonher. A stone-cold psycho, if you want to know. That degenerate's always got a bunch of loose dogs hanging around. Seen him in town the other day, which is unusual.
And where can we find him, ma'am?
He's got a filthy shack halfway to nowhere. You know where you turn off North Fork to Rattlesnake Trail? Up behind 17 Heifers?
17 Heifers. Yeah, I know where that is.
Oh,
yeah.
Much obliged, man.
Blue.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, if you hit Squirrelhead, you've gone too far.
Okay.
You know how to lay on the charm, Russell.
I just all of a sudden had a southern accent.
Russell and Brian drive into the woods and park up in front of a fallen tree which blocks their path. They get out and head deeper into the woods.
Did you ever hear of floaters?
Yeah, in your eye?
I never heard of them until last week. Now I got them for the rest of my life.
It's no big deal. Older people get them. It's fine. Your brain will adjust. You won't even notice them. You know, I'm not sure this is such a good idea. You think maybe we should get a deputy or something?
No. We're just going to go up there and talk to old Christus man to man.
You mean stone cold psycho to man, right?
Well, my experience, and I've been around quite a bit, Brian, is that most people don't want trouble. Like old Christus, probably be happy to have some company.
Maybe. My father left us for one of his students. Never lifted a finger for Penny or me. And the guy's an ethics professor. If it hadn't been for Joseph, I couldn't have gone to medical school.
I bet you wish your mom was dating a millionaire, huh?
Not a millionaire, Russell. Okay, just someone who's making a living. Yeah. I mean, Mom worked hard for that buyout money. She shouldn't have to support you with it. What happens if the pigeon in the truck doesn't make any money, huh? Do you actually know anyone who likes warm beer?
It'll all work out. It always does.
No, it doesn't.
I love your mother, and I'm going to take care of her. And I've been working since I was 15, so I can always find a job. And the pub is going to do just great, but you shouldn't feel any pressure to buy in.
Well, I don't.
Yeah, well, I think everybody who invests is going to make a lot of money.
Oh, why? Why, because anything's possible?
That's my motto. Anything's possible.
Snake.
Russell holds Brian back.
He's leaving. Don't piss him off.
They watch cautiously as the snake slowly slithers away into the undergrowth.
You gotta relax.
Pensive, Brian watches as Russell smiles and heads further into the woods. Joseph and Beth trudge through the tough forest terrain and find themselves back on the dirt path.
Oh. We've got no flashlight, we've got no clothes, we've got nothing.
It was hot and sunny when we left. You said we were only going to be gone a couple of hours.
Oh, right. It's my fault. Look, we both screwed up. Okay? Why can't you ever admit you've made a mistake? No, I guess it's genetically impossible, given your father.
I'm not like him.
Well, then name one mistake you've made.
Besides coming out here with you? I don't think in terms of mistakes. I take responsibility for everything. That's what doctors do.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're a doctor. I mentioned it in the last 8 minutes.
Oh, here we go. Doctors think they're gods. Doctors are self-absorbed egomaniacs.
And full of shit.
Doctors are full of shit?
No, I am not talking about doctors. I am talking about you.
Exasperated, Joseph rolls his eyes.
Have I ever put my work before you or the girls?
Resolute Beth stares at him.
Okay. Sometimes, when I'm doing surgery on someone's spine to relieve them of a life of pain, I have put my work first. The girls always understood, and they never complained.
Were we living in the same house?
She storms off. Deep in the woods, Russell and Brian spy on Christus as he chops wood outside his house.
You see a freeway?
No. Wait, wait, the dogs are coming. Yeah. They're right there. Okay.
Stand slowly.
Don't move too fast.
Hey, buddy!
Hi, buddies!
Hey, guys!
Oh, beautiful. What a sweetheart.
Disheveled and with a manic glint in his eye, Christus carries on chopping wood as Russell and Brian make their way over with his pack of dogs. Christus glares at Russell and Brian, then at his dogs.
Shut up!
Mr. Bonheur, I'm Brian. This is Russell.
Yeah, we don't mean to bother you, but we're looking for a dog.
These is my dogs.
Yeah, and a handsome bunch they are, too.
Yeah, we thought maybe our dog had wandered up here and fallen in love.
He didn't.
No, okay, well, we knew we'd be intruding, so we got you a little something in the hopes that you might show us around. Now, we didn't know what you drink, but most men enjoy a good Scotch whiskey. So...
Get off my land.
It's not a single malt, because people who drink that don't do it for the taste. They do it to make a statement about, you know, who they are. But for you, sir, that is not an issue.
Russell and Brian wander around to the back of the property where Christus keeps his dogs in cages.
Shut up!
They scan the cages, looking for Freeway. With a heavy heart, Brian looks at Russell and shakes his head. Christus glowers at them.
Now get the hell out of here.
As they go to leave, they are alerted by barking coming from the house.
Hold it, asswipe. Don't make me get out my shotgun.
Don't make me get out my Glock.
As Russell puts his hand inside his rucksack and glares at Christus, Brian legs it into the house.
Freeway!
Russell jumps on Christus.
Get off me!
Jeez, you stink!
Freeway!
He spots a rifle.
Shit.
He grabs it. Outside...
There are two things that I won't allow in my pub. And that's a troublemaker and a man who stinks.
Brian searches the house.
So if you're ever in Omaha, you stay away from the partridge in the plot.
Brian finds a dog and her litter of puppies hidden behind a curtain.
I don't think I can be this close to you much longer.
Shut up!
Russell! Let's go, come on!
Brian runs through the house and out the front door, followed by Russell. As Christus bursts in the house looking for his gun, the dogs chase after Russell and Brian. Finding the gun gone, Christus watches from the window as Russell and Brian make their escape.
Whoa.
The guys leg it through the woods. Russell pulls up and struggles to catch his breath.
Whoa, shit.
Russell. You okay?
Brian sniffs Russell's coat.
Get me to a shower.
Come on.
Man, figures the son of a bitch went to Harvard.
Yeah, they always gotta let you know about it too, don't they?
Thick grey clouds roll across the top of the mountain. As Joseph and Beth walk deep into the woods, they come across two rams blocking their path.
Oh, look at that!
Holy shit.
What are they?
Those are rams, and they can be nasty.
But aren't they goats? Goats are small.
No, they're sheep.
Do they bite?
No, they ram.
Oh, my God.
They can be controlled. Little dogs control them just by yapping.
So really?
Yeah. I'll scare them off. You go back and hide.
Right
Stay
now?
Hidden. Yes.
Okay, but are you all right?
I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Oh, God. But be careful.
I'll take care of it.
Joseph shoos them with a big stick.
Go away. Hey, go on with you. Go. Go back. Go back to your friends.
Flock!
Go back to your flock. Go back.
Are they leaving?
Not yet.
Honey, did it work?
No!
Heavy rain falls as Russell and Brian arrive back at the house to find Penny waiting for them. Penny throws her arms around Brian.
Thank God you're already.
Of course we're okay. Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, God, what happened?
Oh, that's a long story. What's wrong?
Beth and Joseph are lost. Search and Rescue's looking for them.
Oh, I'm sure Beth and Joseph are fine. Was I right about these two?
Yes.
Beth and Joseph are cold and wet, but they'll be back here shortly. I made soup. Go in.
Thank you.
As they head in, Carmen waits on the porch. Deep in thought, she stares out into the dark, wet night. Lightning flashes as Beth and Joseph trudge through the rain.
Hold on! Let's head back up! We've got to be well past the rams by now.
All right. Honey, watch your step. It's slippery here. Hold on.
Can you slow down a little bit?
Good. Oh, God.
I don't want to lose you.
No.
Soaked, they struggle through the tough terrain.
Let's head back up, back to the trail.
Okay. But here, wait. Just grab hold of this branch right here before you step. Right this way.
Whoa.
Right here.
Okay.
As Joseph grabs hold of the branch, it breaks.
Whoa!
No! Oh, okay. No, Joseph, are you okay? Where are you? Joseph, I'm coming!
My shoulder.
Yeah.
You're going to have to put it back.
Put it back?
It's dislocated.
What?
You have to put the humerus.
No.
Back into the glenoid socket.
No. I cannot do that. Let's just get you to the hospital, all right?
You have to do it now, before the muscles tighten.
All right. Just, what about your arm? What if it ruins it? What if you never operate again, Joe? Honey.
You can do it. You just have to do exactly what I say. All right?
Yeah.
First, get me sitting.
Careful.
All right. Now, I need you to bend this arm until it's in a right angle.
Are you sure? Right? You sure about this?
Yeah, now pay attention. I'm going to help you.
All right?
Now, hold one hand there.
Mm-hmm.
Lift into the right angle with the other hand. All right? Okay. Wait.
Oh.
Beth? I want you to ignore me, no matter how much I scream. All right?
Ignore your screams?
Yes. Just...
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right. Oh, stop! You're killing me!
Okay.
I told you to ignore me!
I know! So, ignore when you say stop, right?
Yes,
that's
ignore
what I'm
me.
Supposed to do. Yes.
Keep going.
All right, I'm going.
All right,
going
yes, hey, that a girl.
That's
okay.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay.
All right. There. Now, yes, I've got it.
All right, now, I want you to push the arm
uh-huh.
into my side, okay, till it's flush with my body. Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
There.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good.
All right. Is it back in?
No. That was the hard part.
That wasn't the hard part.
Honey. Take yeah. my wrist here. Yeah. Rotate the arm away from my body until I say stop.
Wait. So ignore. Don't ignore what you say this time.
No, yes. Yes,
okay,
don't
ignore. Yes, I understand. All right, go ahead. Okay, here we go.
Go.
Okay.
You sure?
Yes.
Stop. All right.
Okay.
All right. Now, no. You're going to put my arm back in the socket. All right?
So, what? I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Good girl.
Just tell me what it is exactly.
I want you to put all your weight.
I'm going
to
put the, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Put all your weight
I'm trying,
in the
crook
of my arm. Uh-huh. Push down. Uh-huh. Lean into me.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take all you've got.
Yes.
All right? But you can do it.
Yes, I can.
All right, until it pops back in.
Okay, Joe.
Right, now, lean.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go.
Is that... No! I got it. Joe, that was it, wasn't it? Okay, hen. I got it right.
He passes out.
Never mind.
Beth supports Joseph as they walk through the night.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Really?
Sure. You cold?
No, I'm fine.
You worried?
A little. You?
He shakes his head.
As you know, I'm a doctor.
Beth looks unconvinced.
Oh.
Is that a house?
They stare in amazement at a wooden lodge just up ahead of them.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, I... Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, nice in there. It looks like a good place. Oh, please. Hello? No. Okay.
Help!
Should I do that? Should I really do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Annie.
Okay,
this is a bigger rock. I think this should do it. Oh! Back off! Back away!
I'd tell you to watch out for flying glass if I thought there'd be any.
Oh!
Whoa! Never mind.
Oh! I can't believe it! I can't believe that I'm not strong enough to break a window!
No, you're strong enough. I think this has to be tempered glass. That's why.
But what is it? Are all the windows here tempered? So wait a second. No, wait. Okay. Should I do this?
Yeah, but be careful. Watch
okay.
your hand.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, God. Hello?
Careful of your hand.
Okay.
Oh,
watch
no more. Oh, my God, honey. Are you all right?
Try it now.
Okay.
Try it. Ah!
Oh!
Success.
Oh, my God. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God.
They let themselves in.
Hello?
Beth tries the lights.
Oh,
they don't work. Joseph tries the phone but can't get a dial tone. Beth tries the tap but no water comes out.
Nothing.
Joseph lights a candle.
Okay. I like their wine.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. But let's keep the label.
Mm-hmm.
Should we?
Mm-mm.
Beth feeds him a gherkin.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
How come we never have these?
We have.
Well, I have no recollection.
That's because you're in shock.
Oh.
Your shoulder, honey.
No. I know we don't.
Oh, my God!
Lower that weapon, deputy dog. I had a feeling it'd be you guys. You know, the whole damn county's been out looking for you.
How'd you find us?
Silent alarm.
Would you let me through? Damn it. Oh, we got them. We got them. No, they look great. They're in their pajamas. Are you guys okay? Huh? Yeah, they're okay. Yeah, okay. No, I have to go. Yeah, I'll not tell them. You scared the shit out of us. Oh, bud.
Oh, no, don't touch him, no. You know, he fell down.
Oh, poor guy.
I hurt his shoulder.
Huh?
Well.
They share an affectionate smile. Rain lashes down. An animated version of the rain-drenched wilderness. A cartoon dog like Freeway steps into a puddle, then races through the woods. A vicious, wild cat snarls at the dog. As the dog escapes, he runs straight into a pack of wolves. The wolves chase the dog across the mountain. The dog stops at the edge of the cliff and looks down at the long drop to the ground. With nowhere to go, the wolves close in on him. The dog jumps and falls through the trees, cutting himself as he tumbles. Beth wakes from her dream. In the dark, Beth slides out of bed, her face etched with worry. As the torrential rain beats down, Beth opens the glass doors and walks out onto the porch. She furrows her brow as she stands looking out into the damp, dark night. A flash of lightning startles her. Full of sadness, Beth huddles her arms to her chest to keep warm. In the morning, Russell serves up breakfast.
Okay, here we go.
French toast. Clear!
Nourishment, that's what we need.
A side of Lipitor, please.
Come on, eat, Beth, eat. Yeah. Last day.
Last day, right. Your last day.
Oh, sweetie, we've got to get back.
You guys have been more than generous already. We all have to get back to our lives.
I think we're going to find Freeway today.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, honey, you found him once.
Yeah, but that storm last night, it was just so bad.
So what's the plan? Carmen, what do you got for us?
Only one thing. When I put the baking in his pan, I saw Freeway come out of Lawson's Hill at Pioneer's Turn. He wanted to cross the highway.
Cut the crap.
Beth,
your visions sent us all over hell yesterday. Joseph got hurt. And what about Brian and Russell risking their lives because of some ridiculous redheaded woman who knew nothing? Not one thing you've said has been right.
Some are close.
I understand you don't believe me, but you must believe Freeway is out there somewhere.
Is this a gypsy thing? Manipulating people when they're at their most vulnerable?
Come on, Beth. She's trying to help.
Don't defend me. You have to stay focused. The moment you lose hope is the moment your chances of getting him back disappear. You have to have hope.
That's all we've got.
That's all you need. Don't you think Freeway wants to find you as much as you want to find him?
I hope he's better at it than we are.
We can't get discouraged, guys. You gotta stay positive.
Hi. Hello. Oh, Carol. No. We haven't found him. Mm-mm. Where? The gas station.
Well, that's near Pioneer Turn.
Oh, my God. Okay, so 10 minutes ago. Yeah.
You saw him in the frying pan? You are one freaky caretaker. Listen, I lost a pair of really nice horn-rimmed reading glasses last February. Maybe you could check the French toast.
Let's get the whistle, please.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much for calling. Really. Oh, my God. Oh, Carmen. Oh, look, I'm sorry.
Carmen smiles and shrugs her shoulders. With his arm in a sling, Joseph walks out of a diner at the gas station, shaking his head. Disheartened, he gets into the car with Brian and Penny.
Let's go up to Pioneer Turn.
Penny and Joseph wince as Brian hits a bump in the road.
Oh!
Sorry. Bumpy.
Mom called last night when everyone was lost in the storm. I told her you were hiking.
Yeah, I'll call her today. Did she say anything about the wedding?
She thought it was lovely. She said the food gave her gout.
Mm-hmm. That's your mother.
Yeah, she's your grandmother.
Meaning what?
Meaning the dark side is strong in all of us. By the way, Joseph, it's your turn to go to Phoenix.
Don't I get credit for the wedding?
No, because you put her at my table with Sam's parents. She asked Numender what he was in his last life.
All right, Mom, I will go with you next time. Nobody should have to go through that alone.
Thank you. Russell offered to go with you. He's good with difficult people.
I've noticed. The guy's pretty fearless.
Penny beams with delight. As Brian pulls into the drive back home, Carmen pulls up alongside them on her way out.
No luck.
You want to come with me? You take a knife and you cut into people's backs. How can you do that?
Yeah, they're asleep.
That must take large cojones.
Well, they trained me to do it. But yes, I have large cojones.
How long did it take?
It's 4 years of medical school, 5-year residency, and a 2-year fellowship.
11 years?
Yeah, after college. What?
When did they start calling you doctor?
About 10 years ago after med school.
Maybe I should call you doctor.
She smiles flirtatiously. An aerial view of the town nestled in between the mountains. Penny, Russell and Joseph sit together in a cafe.
I just hate the thought of leaving Beth up here alone.
I told her, come home for a few days, recharge, and we'll come back on the weekend.
She's afraid to search for Len if she leaves. But everyone's on the lookout. If he's out there, somebody will spot him.
If he's up there.
Beth walks in and joins them.
Okay, I'll go home with you tomorrow. I will. Anyway. Oh, hi, sweetie. We're just having coffee before we head out again.
Okay, look, Carmen says don't give up hope.
Wait, I'm gonna put you on the speaker.
Okay.
Okay, we're all here. Oh.
Carmen says Freeway really wants to come in, but he's gotta hear a friendly voice.
Okay, what? Don't laugh. Wait a second. Okay. Oh. So.
Carmen has a strong feeling about a basketball court.
Okay, okay.
Now, there are two basketball courts in town. We're going to the high school. Can you guys cover the one in Town Park?
Town Park.
Okay,
town
park. Okay. All right, we're going to Town Park.
Town Park.
As the sun sets, the Rocky Mountains are covered with a warm orange glow. Penny talks to a family having an evening picnic by a campfire.
I find it's been gone today, so if you see a dog like this...
Okay, your hands are full. Okay, well, thanks anyway. Welcome. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye,
Have
guys.
A good picnic now.
Smells good.
Come on, darling.
Brian and Carmen drive onto the basketball court at the town's high school.
Freeway, come on in!
He looks round for the dog, then blows his whistle. At the other basketball court...
I can hardly remember the wedding.
Everyone loved it.
I did.
Especially my mother. Gave her gout.
Oh.
I'll bet you remember how beautiful Grace looked.
Oh, yeah, and Ellie. Ellie, too. They're gonna have another doctor in the family. Wow.
Ethan could use a cousin. They should get right on that.
Yeah, so to speak. I told Grace to throw away her pills 2 months ago.
Joseph stares wistfully into space.
I'm sorry, I forgot the dog whistle.
Oh. That wasn't it.
No, I know. I'm gonna try to be better. I can't promise you I'll be much different. Maybe a little late for that.
I'm gonna try to calm down.
You can't help it. It's a jolt finding ourselves like this.
Like what?
Not young.
Oh, my God. Have you noticed the ages of the people in the open?
It's not funny.
No, it is funny.
I was thinking maybe we ought to invest in the pub.
Yeah, I was thinking that, too. The partridge in the plow? It's growing on me.
Doesn't mean I'm going to drink warm beer.
In the woods.
Here, Freeway!
Hey, buddy!
Come on, Freeway!
Penny stumbles.
Oh,
careful, babe.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh, I was so scared last night. Everybody I care about was out in that storm.
We all made it.
I'm never letting you out of my sight again. Get used to it.
She gazes adoringly at him, at the school basketball court.
You would make a fine husband.
For you?
No, not for me.
Why not?
It would never work. I could see the whole thing.
Tell me.
The wedding would be very strange, but funny. We would have to keep an eye on my father or on Penny. My mother would disapprove of everything, but Russell will melt her heart.
Yeah.
The sex will be fantastic. You will have no problem keeping up with me. You've got good hands. They will make me want to devour you.
Okay, this is all really good. What's the problem?
You will take me to your world of hospitals and cocktail parties. You will introduce me to all your educated friends, and they will think Brian has let his dick make this decision. I will know what they're thinking, but that will not bother me.
What will bother me is being in the wrong place. You and I will become out of alignment. Disaster will follow.
Tell me about the sex again.
Brian gently cups her face in his hands and passionately kisses her. They wrap their arms around each other as they fervently kiss. Carmen suddenly pulls away.
What?
Carmen has a moment of clarity.
Okay.
Vision?
Sat in the dark at the other basketball court.
I was thinking, in case one of us drops dead, that we shouldn't leave anything unsaid. I don't want to be in cardiac arrest thinking I forgot to tell you something.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. The girls were really lucky when they got you for a mother. While it's true that every so often you get on my nerves, yeah. I just want to say that things that bug me about you have never meant anything compared with how much I love you.
Beth smiles lovingly at him. Embarrassed, Joseph looks away.
Your turn. Hey, guys. We've reached a conclusion.
This is nuts. We spent 3 days running around on the word of a gypsy psychic.
Alleged gypsy psychic.
Well, that's all we had to go on, so why not?
But I know, I'm tired of it. I am. I'm tired of it, too. Hello.
Listening in, Beth looks puzzled.
Okay. Carmen's had another vision. 9:30, freeway, between the ice cream parlor and the church. Can we let's go do this? Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Back at the house, Carmen looks at Brian with disappointment.
I really thought I'd be there.
What dog goes to church at 9:30?
Brian rubs her arm and smiles reassuringly. Carmen takes his hand and leads him into her bedroom. Sunlight streams into Carmen's bedroom. Alone in bed, she starts to stir. As she wakes, she looks around with surprise to find her bed empty and Brian gone. Later, Carmen helps Joseph load the cases into the car.
He didn't say where he was going.
Sneaked out before I woke up.
Joseph looks taken aback.
And he just took your car?
Stole it.
Well, don't worry, he won't get far. I got his plane ticket right here.
The family arrive at a tiny airport nestled amongst the mountains. Beth strokes Brian's dog.
You're one lucky dog.
Carmen, thank you.
Bye.
I will keep looking. I'll see you soon.
Sorry about the car, but I had to get to Norwood.
What?
It was supposed to be his last day.
And you were right. He was waiting for a man.
But I think he's your dog.
Brian hands Carmen the lead.
He doesn't have a name. What do you think, Django Jr.?
I think I will call him Doc.
He kisses her cheek and they share a warm embrace. A small plane speeds down the runway. With her dog in her arms, Carmen smiles as she watches the plane take off.
It's gonna be a little bumpy till we get over the mountains.
I'll never forgive you for this. Isn't even a real airport.
With sadness in her eyes, Beth gazes out of the window as the plane flies over the forest. She spots something and mouths, "Oh my God."
There he is! That way! He's down there! Oh my God, I can see him!
You see him?
Yes, he's down there. We've got to go back.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm going to tell them!
No. They're not going to turn the plane around because you think you saw a dog. They'll have you arrested.
Joseph, I saw him.
You saw a freeway. You saw a freeway.
You saw a freeway.
The plane tilts as the others try and look.
Good plan, right?
Okay. I got it.
On three. One, two.
I don't know. It's the appendix.
Give me a kidney stone.
Are we gonna die? Tell me the truth.
No, ma'am. I've got a passenger in distress.
We have to get this man to a hospital immediately. Turn this plane around right now.
Are you a doctor?
Yes!
The plane turns round and begins its descent to the airport. An ambulance speeds past Carmen on the opposite side of the road as she drives home. Carmen pulls up at the side of the road and spots the small plane flying back towards the runway. A police car speeds towards the airport. The plane taxis along the short runway and back to the aircraft hangar. The ambulance arrives just as one of the flight crew opens the plane's door and lowers the steps. Brian helps the panic-stricken passenger off the plane.
Watch your stairs. There we go. Watch your stairs. There you go. Nice deep breath. Okay, guys, yeah, thanks.
Just fine. The sheriff arrives as Beth, Russell, and Penny hurry off the plane and scurry off.
Oh, all right, here we go.
Carmen arrives back at the airport. As the sheriff parks up, Brian helps Joseph off the plane.
I'm Rami. Come on.
What's the problem here?
This one said that one's appendix was bursting.
No, I said I thought it was his appendix, but now I think more it's a kidney stone.
You a doctor?
Yeah. Well,
you in a lot of pain, Joe?
Well, no question. It hurts, or rather, it was hurting.
I feel you, brother. Let's get you to the clinic.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Watch your head now.
Okay. The sheriff roughly helps Joseph into the car. Brian leans over and whispers to Joseph. Speed, Russell drives out into the countryside.
Here! Right here is where I saw it! Okay, stop! No! Beth! Hey! Freeway!
Come on.
Penny and Russell follow Beth into the woods. Carmen arrives and bringing her new dog with her, she hurries into the woods after the others. Beth frantically searches the woods.
Freeway?
Here, freeway!
There.
Right
there. There they
are. Here's good. Yeah. Thanks a million, Sheriff. I'll never forget this. Hope it doesn't cause you any problems.
No one's ever gonna know about it.
Brian gets out and races after Carmen.
Hey, Carmen, wait up!
Wincing in pain, Joseph follows after them. The sheriff gets out of his truck and heads off to join the search.
Freeway!
Freeway! Carmen.
Brian.
Hand in hand, they head off through the woods.
Freeway!
Come on, freeway!
Freeway!
See ya.
Frantic, Beth runs out into a clearing, followed by the others. Desperate, she scans the open space and the mountains beyond. Her face etched with worry, Beth looks out at the vast expanse of mountains surrounding them. Brian and Carmen share a look of disappointment.
Freeway!
Beth's face lights up as Freeway appears over the brow of the hill at the other side of the clearing. Freeway bounds down the hill towards Beth as she races towards him.
Freeway!
Beth falls to her knees and wraps her arms around Freeway.
Freeway!
She hugs him tightly and kisses him. Watching the tender moment from the woods, the sheriff smiles.
Freeway, you're back.
Oh, thank God.
Watching Beth and Freeway together, Joseph smiles.
Gracie?
Dad, are you guys still in the mountains? What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, we're having so much fun.
I'm so glad you guys took a few days to unwind. Oh. We've been having the best time. I love being married. Oh, Dad, how's Freeway?
Freeway? Freeway's fine.
The end credits roll.
Shut up!